You ever been told the deacons this morning when we was having our prayer time, we pray every morning, the deacons and I do, at 9 o'clock before Sunday school starts. And I told those guys, and I'll tell you this morning, or ask you, many of you sitting in here are teachers, and there's preachers sitting in here with us this morning as well. And you ever been to that point, though, where you really, you just stand up and you know good and well, I just don't feel ready to say what I'm fixing to say, or about to say, fixing, I don't know, anyway, about to say, you really just don't feel prepared to do that. Well, here I am, and I really don't feel prepared and ready, but here we go anyway. I've learned this, though, in 17 years of preaching and pastoring, that whenever you don't rely on yourself, but you rely on God, that's some of the best things that's ever said or spoken and everything. And just to see God work in those times when we totally rely on Him, it's just awe-inspiring. It really is. And that's the case this morning. I want to invite you this morning, if you would, to take your Bibles with me and turn to the book of Ephesians. I told Brother Ray Robinson, a Sunday school teacher, I told him when he started teaching, I said, now don't think that I'm copying your Sunday school lesson, by no means. And he'll see in just a moment what I'm talking about, because I'm not. But here in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1 and about verse 13 this morning. When you get there, you can say amen. I may have to pull that stool over here because I won't start to walk. And but verse 13, the word tells us this. In Him you also, after listening to the message, or hearing or heard the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. Father God, I pray this morning now in the next few moments we have together that God, You open our hearts and our minds to the subject at hand. Father, may we have a clear understanding, and God, may we have certainty today when we leave this place. Father, I pray that God, You would just give us that power and that might today. Lord, I just pray that You would just touch us as we read these words here today. May there be certainty in our life when we leave here in just a few moments. In the precious and the holy name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, here last year, in June of last year, in 2011, Kiplinger's magazine released an article entitled The 10 Most Costliest Cities to Live in the United States of America. And in that, the highest, which is no surprise, the highest cost place to live was New York City, New York. The price of living there, the consumer index there, is $218. Now, I had the slightest idea what that was, but this is it. The cost of living index is this. In other words, it would take you $218 to buy a bag of merchandise in New York City, New York. $218. The average cost of a home in New York City, New York is $1.4 million. Now, that's as within the confines of the city. We're not talking about out in the suburbs somewhere. However, the top 10, that's the number one most costliest. The 10th most costliest is a place out in California called San Diego, California. There, the cost of living index there is $131. The average cost of a home out there is $650,000. So it's a little bit cheaper out there. Well, why are you talking about this, preacher boy? Why in the world are you bringing up two cities? Myself, I've never set foot in myself. I'm sure some of you have been to both of those cities. Why are you bringing that up? I brought that up to tell you this. Did you realize today it's costing a lot more to live every day today? Geez, you go to the grocery store and you check out your groceries and my gracious, you have two bags and they ask you for a $50 bill. What? You pull up to the gas station and you begin to pump your fuel in your car and it's not the high-end stuff, it's the low-end stuff. And it's anywhere between $50 and $100. Maybe even more than that. My gracious, and you turn on the television and you begin to listen to the news programs that's on the television and you think to yourself, my gracious, where is this world going? You were just like me, I'm sure, as you turned on the television there this past Monday and saw the guy on the television with dyed red hair who took four weapons and walked into a movie theater and took 12 lives. Where is this country and this world headed? How in the world, as believers, can we live each and every day? Wake up in the morning and Lord knows you don't know what to expect. What's going to happen? We've got people telling us on the television that as of December the 21st of this year, the world as you and I know it will end because the polarity of this planet in which you and I live on is going to reverse and we're all going to be slung into outer space. What? We have to sit back and honestly watch the news and be concerned about those little countries that are take up little spaces on maps in the Middle East because we don't know if they're building nuclear weapons or not. We have to sit back and wonder what are the North Koreans doing? What are they up to? Are they building nuclear weapons to bombard us with? My gracious. How in the world can we live with certainty in such an uncertain world? That's a good question, isn't it? How can you live with that? How can I live with that? Paul writes to the church at Ephesus right here. Now, he didn't come out and say, well, here is certainty for you. But I guarantee you this, through this passage of Scripture that I just read there to you today, when all else fails, when all else has gone haywire, there is one thing for every person in this room who is a born-again believer you can stand firm on, and that is this, that is your salvation today. I guarantee you today, I don't care what else happens in this world. I don't care what happens in Iran, Iraq. I don't care what happens anywhere else economically, all this type stuff. It does not matter today. What does matter today is, and the question that you and I have to answer today is this, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Now, that's the bottom line. Notice what Paul says here. There's about three things that Paul tells us here. It's in my way. And I want to share them with you today when it comes to living with certainty in an uncertain world. Three things. You may want to write them down with me. They're right there in that particular passage, those two verses. Notice this. He says, in Him, you also, after heard or listening, as the New American Standard says, after heard or listening the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Ray. It's my Sunday school teacher. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Notice what he says, in Him, you also, after listening, heard the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Listen, it's amazing today to think that there is actually places in the United States of America today where people have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's mind-blowing, isn't it? Do you know what is even more frightening than that thought is the fact of the matter is, listen to this. I'd be willing to say, and I'm going out on a limb right here, is this. No, I'm not. I'd be willing. There is actually people right here in the community in which you and I live in, the greater Dothan area, who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've got to be kidding me, preacher boy. I'd be willing to say that today. That there is people who have literally heard this, have never heard the words, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But wait a minute, we live in the Bible Belt. In fact, the state of Alabama, it is the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's where everything hinges. I'm here to tell you today, there's people that hadn't heard. You know what's even more frightening than that? Listen to this. There is people who sit in church services just like you and I are sitting in right now. And they hear the gospel preached. They hear the words of God, not the words of man. The words of man are irrelevant. The words of God is what's relevant here today. They hear this word preached. And they may even verbalize, yes, that's the truth, but never do one thing about it. I'm here to tell you today, listen to me, you're sitting in this room here today and you've heard what the Word of God says. Maybe you've sat in church services like this right here. You've heard the gospel preached. You've heard old preacher boys say this words right here. Without Christ in your life, you're dying and going to hell. And listen, you have never done anything about it today. I'm here to tell you today, you've got every reason today, right now, to be fearful. I know in the last 8 weeks or so we've been talking about Jesus coming back. I'm here to tell you this morning, I can't say for sure, but as a 43-year-old man, it can't be far off, Jesus returning. I don't know when it's going to be. I really don't. Not even going to stand up here and attempt to do that. But I'm here to tell you today, according to this right here, the Word tells us, in Him you also, after heard or hear or listening to the message, the truth, the gospel of your salvation. The gospel of your salvation. Did you realize today, if you've actually heard that and listened to that? Guys, listen to this today. Did you realize that there is a difference between hearing and listening? I love it in my premarital counseling classes. Every couple that I've ever performed their ceremony, I always have premarital counseling classes with them. And I tell the guys and the girls, both of them, I tell them, I said, you know, there's a difference. There's a difference between hearing and truly listening. I'll be honest with you. I cannot listen with the golf tournament on. I cannot listen when the University of Alabama plays football. Now, you can just hang that up and talk to me. I'm sure there's other people in here this morning, Auburn fans. You can't listen while you're watching Auburn play football. All that type of stuff. Can't do it. Our spouses may want to talk to us at that time, but it's useless. It's a lost cause. And you know what? Listen to me. For some, it is every Sunday. It is like sitting back and listening or watching an Alabama football game. They are so tuned out till they never hear what God has to say for them. Hello? Guys, today, listen, if you are hearing God today, and I'm not talking about an audible voice, God has never spoken to me audibly. He hasn't. Can He do it? Yeah, I believe He can do it. I can believe He could start talking right now to us if He wanted to. I believe that. But He has never spoken to me audibly today. What I'm talking about is you hearing the very voice of God speaking to your heart and mind through His Spirit today. Hearing what He has to say for you today. And the first thing that you and I've got to be concerned about is, number one, do we know Him as Lord and Savior? Have we heard His gospel? Notice this, though. Here comes the second thing now. He says, in him you also, after listening or heard the message of the gospel of our salvation or your salvation, having also believed. Now, do not answer this question. I got to stay back here. Man, I get excited about this stuff. Do not answer this question until you hear the entire question. Do you believe that every word in this book is true? Now, hold on. Because see, I know the answer. Yes. Every word in there is true. All right, hold on. This is the rest of my question. Are you living it? That's where the rubber meets the road. Do you believe it? Oh, yeah, I believe every word in that book is true. I've heard that so many times. I believe every word in that book is true, preacher boy. Let's just call it like it is this morning. Actions speak otherwise sometimes. But whenever you and I, when we've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and secondly, now we honestly believe it, truly believe that Jesus Christ come to this earth, He was born of a virgin, He walked the face of this earth, He taught on this earth, and He gave His life, laid down His life for every person in this room, no matter how young or how old. He laid down His life. He died for you and I, was placed in a grave. On the third day, He was raised out of that grave that you and I may have salvation. When you and I believe that, I'm here to tell you, and we just totally have bought into that. We are totally sold out to that. I'm here to tell you today, you will have certainty in an uncertain world today. Believe. But notice this. The Bible goes on and tells us, and this is where we're going to try to draw it down to a close right here. We see to hear, to believe. And notice this in the last part. In Him, you also, after listening or heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed. I like that. You were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise. You were sealed. I ordered something here just the other day off the internet, and the package came in the mail yesterday. Now, it was shipped by an individual to my house, and I'll just be honest with you, when it got to my house, it was a, what do they call this stuff? It looked like a toothpaste box. Okay? It was a toothpaste box. It really was. I can't remember the name of the toothpaste, but it was there. And in this, it was then wrapped with packing tape. And as it was wrapped with packing tape, someone had taken a magic marker and written my name and address on there. I'll be honest with you, I was a little unnerved. You never know what you're going to get in the mail today. I shook it and I thought about, wait a minute, you better not do that. Don't shake it. I'm here to tell you, I took it in the house. And man, I started digging through layer after layer of tape. I get to the tape, get through it. Now I got to get through the toothpaste box. Tear through it, and then in this toothpaste box, this individual had stuffed them little styrofoam peanuts I mean, just crammed them in there. I thought, well, all I got's a bunch of these peanuts. And sure enough, the little item that I had ordered, there it was. Not in the peanuts, but in a Ziploc bag that had been folded over and over and itself taped up. And I'm sitting there the whole time. I said, God, I know, you know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I get it now about being sealed. I got it. I get it, God. You know what? This morning, listen to me. If you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if there's a point in your life that you know that you confessed your sins, that you ask Him to come into your life and forgive you of those sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, at that very moment, you were saved. At that very moment, the very Holy Spirit of God Almighty entered your life. At that very moment, your life has been changed forever. Amen. Whew. I know my life has been changed forever. I'm not a perfect person by no means. Never claimed to be. I ain't gonna claim to be. But I do know this for sure this morning. I am sealed today. I want you to take your Bibles with me this morning, and this is when Brother Ray this morning was, I told him to stop. He didn't. As he was getting right into my sermon. Turn to Romans chapter 8. I've always loved these verses. Romans chapter 8 and verse 38. I have two stories here, and then I'm going to read this passage to you. I have a couple of stories, and then we're going to close this out. Living certain in an uncertain world this morning. If you're there in Romans chapter 8, look down at verse 38 with me. If you're there, say amen. Now the Word of God tells us, for I am convinced, Paul says, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. What in the world does that mean, preacher boy? Well, here we go. A few years ago, I was gracious alive. I was still in youth program at our home church. Somebody had given me a t-shirt with this passage of scripture written across the back of it in bright neon orange, like survey and tape orange letters. That verse right there, those two verses. And then on the front of it in blue was the drawing of two hands outstretched like this with nail prints in the hand. That's all that was on the front of the shirt with this passage on the back. Well, the youth group that I was a part of was going down to Panama City. So we stopped here on 231 just north of Panama City, went into a convenience store to get some sodas. And as we went in there, I was standing in line to pay for my sodas and snacks. And this fellow behind me just taps me on the shoulder and he says these words to me. Because on the front of the shirt, it just had the words in big, bold blue letters above the hands, nothing. That's all it said. And he tapped me on the shoulder and he said these two. He said, really? Nothing. Now, I'm a little slow here. It takes me a while. But I got it. I said, nothing. Nothing. You see, what the Word of God tells us right here is this, is that once you have given your life to Jesus Christ, nothing can steal that away from you. Nothing this earth can take that away from you today. Now that does not give you, let me interject this right here, that does not give you and I the right to go out and live like the devil this afternoon. Well, you know, I ain't nothing. Hey, I can live however I want to. If God is in your heart, if Jesus Christ is in your heart, you're going to strive to live for Him every day. Now, are you going to mess up? I guarantee you're going to mess up. Listen to this as we get ready to close. Here a few years ago, and I don't know why, but I just thought it was neat. I did. I thought it was neat stuff. My wife and I was in a store, and I happened to notice these little boxes like this there on the checkout aisle where I was at, and it had these little things in it. If you can't see it, this is a square candle. In this square candle. It's obviously wax, but it's a certain kind of wax. I don't really know exactly what kind it is. And then beside it, it had these little things. And you turn this over, and sure enough, right there on the bottom of it, I know y'all can see this. All the way in the back. On the bottom of this, there's a G. Well, what you do with this is this. Go back a few years here. You take a letter, an envelope, write a letter or something like this, a very important document. You light this right here, this little candle deal. It doesn't say candle deal on the box it come in, but you do this, and then you hold it just like that, and you allow that wax just to drip down on the back of that envelope where the flap closes. And then you take this right here with that G on it and you put it right in the center of that wax. You take it off and it leaves the impression of that G and seals that envelope. Man, I thought, how ironic. G. Because you know what? In my life and in your life this morning, there was a time that God Himself sealed your life. With the red blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And your life is sealed today. Oh, isn't that good to know today that there is nothing that will ever break that seal in your life. We may live in an uncertain world today, friends. We may live in a topsy-turvy world this morning that, my gracious, we don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. We really don't. My gracious alive, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It could be anything. We turn on our televisions and are just shocked at times. We're not certain this afternoon what may happen at the house. But friends, before you leave here today, there is one thing you can flat sure be certain of, and that is this, that Jesus Christ has died for you, that He has given you the opportunity through His death, burial, and resurrection for your life to be changed, and your life today can be sealed forever if you will accept it. That is certain today. With all that is uncertain, that is certain today. I invite you this morning. I'm going to ask my brother, Brother Allen, here in just a few moments, and Brother Kayo to come here to the front. And I'm going to ask them to lead us in a hymn of invitation. I won't be able to be down front with you there, but Brother Allen will, and Brother Kayo is going to lead us, and we're going to sing. And this is what I want to ask you to do. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not certain of that fact today. I want to ask you to come to the front today, and I want to ask you to take minister by the hand and just tell him, say, look, today is the day. I'm not certain about what this preacher is talking about, but before I leave here today, I do want to be certain. I want to know for sure today. Now, he can't save you. I'll go ahead and tell you that. He cannot do that. But oh, He can show you the one that can today. And I want to invite you to come. Maybe you say, well, wait a minute, preacher. You know I'm saved. I did what you're talking about years ago. Maybe 2 weeks ago. Maybe 20 years ago. But I know I just haven't been living the way I ought to. This is what I want to ask you to do. I want to ask you to come here to this altar. You don't have to come to a preacher. You can come right here to this altar. Get on your knees and in this day, in this service this morning, ask God to forgive you. See, the Bible tells us in 1 John 1:9, it tells us that if we are faithful to confess our sins, that He is faithful to forgive us of those sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I invite you to do that this morning. Maybe you just need to come here and just get on your knees and just pray about something. For goodness sakes, come this morning. Come. Father God, I pray now in this moment. I thank You for Your Word and what it says and, God, the truth that is found therein. Lord, I pray now that as we will go into this time of invitation now, Father, I pray that, Lord Jesus, You would just touch hearts and minds this morning now. That, God, they would put everything else aside. The hearts that You're dealing with right now, that they would put everything else aside and totally focus on You and You alone. God, I pray now that, Lord, we see fruit brought forth, not for our glory, but, God, for Yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.